Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI Magazines. And everyone, it looks like someone just dumped a big fat slushy on Prevost, Pennsylvania today. Actually, some of the regular hosts are out today. Kathy Houston is home with no power in her house because of this crazy ice storm we've had. Andy Cohn, you're calling in from Tuckahoe. Good morning.
Andy.
Hello, Andy Cohn.
Hello.
There he is.
What's going on in Tuckahoe?
We got snow and ice and a little bit deeper slushy, I think, than you guys have.
All right. Well, we're glad that you could make it on the phone at least. Michelle Bell is not here, but Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches Magazine and director of education, is here. Nicole, how are you?
I'm great today.
How are the roads in South Jersey this morning?
They were actually pretty icy. I fishtailed a little bit, but everybody was going 40, so I couldn't push it too much.
Well, we're glad you're here safe and sound. And Joe Haley, everyone's favorite managing editor, is here.
I am.
Joe? How'd you do getting in this morning? Did
Good.
You yell at anybody in
nope.
traffic?
Nope. It was just there was not many people on the road. And it was a little
really?
Slow going. Yeah.
There were a lot of people on the road.
There wasn't
was
too
morning.
Many. And the
right.
roads were fine. Very passable.
Well, we are glad to have you here. New Guy is managed the tech booth.
New
Everyone
guy.
Wave to New Guy. And Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today. Calls at 215. Joe, what's the number?
953-4979.
We're going to talk about all kinds of hot markets that you should be looking at to amp up your sales in 2011. If you've got a market that's working for you right now, give us a call. And if we put you on the air, Joe, what are we going to give you?
We'll give you a $25 Visa gift card.
We will. But first, Joe, tell us what else is on tap for today's show.
All right. We have an interview with MediaTree's Rob Watson. Andy's going to look at some hot markets out there, and we have some Facebook questions regarding hot markets that we can talk about. We also have an interview with Stephen Taden. He's of Signet, and Nicole's going to look at some ideas of how to market better to women. Mm-hmm. We have the top reasons small businesses fail. We also have an interview with a guest from Rhody Royce. We have our favorite things, as usual. Some cool marketing from Caribou Coffee, some other things. If I have a chance to rant, I will. But we're going to start it all off with the industry news and Andy Cohn.
Take it away.
All right. Thank you, guys. We begin this morning with distributor merger news. Two East Coast printers are becoming one as Corporate Printing Solutions and Frank Gumpert Printing have merged to form a new firm, CPS Gumpert. Combined, the operation will have 94 employees and approximately $20 million in annual revenues. United States Postal Service is set to raise some of its rates beginning April 17th. Rates will go up for postcards, periodicals, international letters, parcels, and advertising mail, but the price of a first-class stamp will remain the same. Product Safety News Now, the Quality Certification Alliance, has awarded accreditation to two new suppliers, Bulletline and Gary Line. Meanwhile, top 40 suppliers Bodick & Rhodes and Starline USA have applied to participate in the accreditation program. One more acquisition note, Bruce Jolish has acquired Pony Express Printing. Jolish, who joined Pony Express 13 months ago, will now be president and CEO of the Garland, Texas-based screen printer. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram Today. Joe, what is hot today?
Duffels and ducks.
Duffels and ducks. Wow.
That's why there's a duck sitting over there.
And that's why Joe's been carrying around little tote bags and duffels all week.
That's right.
Testing them out.
I am.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that in Promogram today. Thank you, Andy. On the phone now, we have Rob Watson from MediaTree. MediaTree is a sponsor of the Hot Niche Market group of classes at ASI Orlando. Those are all going to run all day long on Sunday, January 23rd from 8:30 in the morning until 5 p.m. And Rob is going to kick off the sessions that day with a session on how to sell to the next generation of big buyers. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Rob.
Nice over there.
It's all right. How are you doing in Jersey?
We're probably about the same as you. I think all of us are pretty excited about getting out to Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Rob, we know you're going to kick off the Hot Niche Markets track in Orlando, talking about selling to the next generation of big buyers. Who is that?
Well, that's pretty much our teens, our tweens, our 20-somethings, any of that whole demographic that's young, you know, that wants that choice, that variety. That are really engaged with their peers. So we're really going to be touching base on that younger demographic ranging from about 8 years old all the way up to the mid-20s.
All right. Well, that's going to definitely be an up-and-coming buying sector. Now, how are these buyers different than, you know, people, buyers like us, Rob?
Well, you know, this demographic is really engaged with their peers. They want brands that have a cool typically a unique spin on them. If the brand is cool, then they're going to be cool and they're more likely to buy from them.
All right. Well, what are three things that everyone should know about selling to teens and tweens?
Well, young buyers represent a huge portion of revenue generated today. And when a brand targets this younger audience, they're not only targeting nearly 60 million potential customers, but they're engaging new customers that will hopefully purchase from them for the next 20 or 30 years. Back in 2009, they did a study, and this demographic spent more than $135 billion on food and apparel, entertainment items, and this number is expected to grow that by the end of this year, we're looking at about $151 billion. So even though the economy is shaping up the way that it is, and hopefully we're rebounding a little bit, this demographic has continued to grow year after year after year.
That's great. Now, Rob, what do you tell people who don't think that teens and tweens have any buying power or, you know, don't have any money in their pocket? Because I know that's a fallacy, having an 11-year-old.
Well, actually, a lot of the younger demographic sway how parents are buying things in the house. They're more internet savvy, so they know how to go online and look for different things. They're reading customer reviews. They really, and listening to peers and listening to what their friends are buying. You know, they're actually, for companies who are looking at generating revenue and looking at this younger demographic, not only are they buying now, but hopefully they can generate a customer that's going to stand with them for a long time.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Now, talking about the niche market tracks in Orlando, what are some emerging niche markets that distributors should be focusing on right now?
Well, first and foremost, I think consumer packaged goods are huge. Insurance is going to be hot. Entertainment, the entertainment industry, automotive, education, and even banking are going to be really hot for this market this year. And in this session, we're going to look at how some promotional items are really the perfect solution for brands that want to engage with these young buyers.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Rob. I can't wait to go to your session. It's going to be at 8:30 a.m., bright and early, in Orlando on January 23rd. For more information, check out asishow.com. Thanks, Rob. We'll see you at the show.
Guys, have a great day. Thanks.
All right. Well, that gets off. We're going to talk more about hot markets this morning. First, we're going to pause for a message from today's show sponsor, I Promote You, and when we return, we're going to take some questions.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where the weather may be cold, but the markets, some markets are heating up for promotional product sales. Andy Cohn, are you still on the phone there?
Oh, you bet I am.
All right. Well, speaking of niche markets, I know you and our research director, Larry Bassinet, are also going to be leading a hot market workshop in Orlando at 2:45 on January 23rd. Andy, what are some other emerging markets the distributors should be looking at?
We're going to do a session that's called 11 Markets to Target in 2011. And some of the markets that we're going to talk about are the traditional big ones, like the financial market and the healthcare market and the education market, because those are consistently good. But as Rob was touching on, there are some emerging markets that could bring some real good promise to distributors. Let me touch on a few of those. One is the alternative and renewable energy market. This might be one of the fastest-growing businesses, not just in the United States, but globally as well. So companies that are in that industry are trying to do two things. One, they're trying to get awareness for renewable energy, and two, they're trying to get new customers to actually change over their energy supply to different types of alternative energy. So that's one market that really brings a huge promise. The other two are, one is the employment market. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are out of work today, so companies that that run job listings, any sort of recruiting firms, career counselors, those types of companies are really doing some big business these days. So that's one to look at. And the other one is the e-commerce and mobile business type market. All the different technologies that go into e-commerce and mobile business, there's a lot of different sectors there, and they're all increasing their business and their employment significantly. So they're looking for new employees. That's one way distributors can get involved in their kind of HR programs. And they're also looking for new customers. So there's a lot of ways that they're marketing themselves in the e-commerce world, and that's something that distributors can definitely get involved in.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. And we'll be looking forward to tuning into your session in Orlando. But we've got some Facebook questions related to this, so I'm going to throw a few out to you if you don't mind.
Sure.
One is from Jessica Ibsen, and she says, what are some of the best ways to call on or get a foot in the door with these newer markets? They don't offer as many connections from referrals as older, more established markets. And I would guess that certainly is the case for some of the markets you've talked about, Andy, like the renewable energy, that maybe, you know, distributors might not have as many business contacts in some of those areas. What would you suggest?
You know, it's true, they might not, but I would suggest a sort of traditional method, actually, because in a way, almost cold calling on the types of renewable and alternative energy companies. They are not, they have great technologies and they have great, products, but what they don't have yet are great marketing plans, and they haven't even fully staffed up their marketing departments because they haven't gotten to the point yet where they're truly doing huge marketing campaigns. So they need ideas. They need somebody, you know, consultants that can help them, find ways to get new customers. So I would suggest if there's any renewable energy or alternative energy companies in your area to do some cold calling. Even you might see it as a waste of your time, but it's really not. And also another way is things that we've talked about on this show plenty, which is getting to local Chamber of Commerce events and different business connecting events in your area. These companies can be there. They might be there, and you might be able to meet them at those types of events and help them with their marketing efforts.
All right. Thank you very much, Andy. And one other question. This is from Carol Simoli. She said, in your opinion, does being in this industry mean that we have to reinvent ourselves each time new hot markets emerge? Or is there an easy way to incorporate new product ideas and things for these markets? So, does a distributor have to reinvent themselves to sell to these new markets?
I don't think you need to reinvent yourself, although I'll couch that a little bit. If all you're doing is providing products and not ideas, then, yeah, I think you do need to reinvent yourself. But that's just once, not consistently. I think you need to reinvent yourself to create an idea plan for your clients. You can't today, especially when it comes to penetrating new markets, you can't just be offering product and product ideas. It has to be marketing plan ideas, and you have to be showing ROI and proving that your promotions and the campaigns that you're offering and that you're suggesting actually work. Companies now are looking for proof that their marketing is working and providing leads and providing sales. And so you need to be able to prove that. So I would suggest that you do that with every client, but most significantly with any new markets that you're trying to target.
Sure, that makes sense. And like you said, though, I think that's just great business, as part of being a great distributor.
It is, absolutely. I think if you're just on the phone accepting, orders for 100 pens here and 300 T-shirts there, and really that's all you're doing, I think you do need to reinvent a little bit and try to figure out ways to start suggesting some broader marketing and promotional campaigns for clients.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andy Cohn. Andy, we've got a caller on line one, Stephen Tate from Signet. Why don't you tell us how you heard of Stephen?
Well, Stephen and Signet actually entered the Counselor Magazine's first ever holiday party contest, the corporate holiday party contest. We ran this on our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestplacestowork. It highlights our Best Places to Work program in Counselor Magazine. And Stephen, you guys won our holiday party contest because of your very innovative frozen turkey bowling tournament that you guys ran. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
All right, let's hear from Stephen on line one.
Yeah, well, it was an idea that I had in college for a fraternity rush event. And we'd been looking to get our employees, more motivated and everything, and so I decided to try it at work.
Yeah, how many people do you have at your company, Stephen?
We've got about 53, and probably about 47 of them actually played.
Wow. Now, how do you set up a turkey bowling tournament for those who aren't familiar with it?
Well, you get some of that painter's tarp and just make a bowling lane. Get the pins that were made out of 2-liter Coke bottles and hurl frozen turkeys with it.
Wow. So what was the reaction of the employees when you did this?
Oh, at first when we announced it, they were all kind of skeptical and everything. But once they got the frozen turkey in their hand, they just had a field day.
So how heavy was this frozen turkey?
We were using like 7-pound turkey breasts.
So were people able to kind of use it like a bowling ball and actually get it down the lane?
Yeah.
Were their hands cold?
They got pretty cold after a while.
Okay.
That's great. You know, everyone's got to check out this video. I saw it, and it's hysterical. It's on facebook.com/bestplacestowork. So what did you give the winners of this competition, Stephen?
The winner got a $100 gift card to a real popular restaurant in town.
That's a good incentive.
Second place got 75, and then the third place got 50. And we had raffles throughout the day for unused frozen turkeys.
Wow.
And a couple other things.
Well, I think that's a great way to get people excited, you know, especially in the wintertime. People kind of have the winter doldrums. And just to do something really unexpected, I think, is refreshing. Now, is this kind of indicative of your culture, or is this something, you know, brand new that you've tried, Stephen?
It's something I started recently. That was our first event this month. I'm doing a canned food drive to raise some food for a local charity, and for every 5 cans that an employee brings in, they get to throw a pie at one of our owners.
Wow. And do they get to pick? They get to pick the person to throw the pie?
Yeah, they get to pick either their manager or one of the owners or myself.
Wow. So you're going to get ready for a few pies in the face.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Steve, with your creative ideas. We love it.
Appreciate it, guys.
Andy, I know you got a lot of other creative entries on the Best Place to Work site. What were some of the other ones that you were impressed with?
Yeah, we had a great video from a distributor named RightSleeve, which is one of our Best Places to Work companies. And they actually did a video holiday card with each of the employees acting as one of the Peanuts characters. And I really suggest that everybody goes to facebook.com/bestplacestowork and check out this video. They really did study the character movements, and, you know, there's Linus playing a little piano in the background.
I think that's actually Schroeder.
Really,
Schroeder plays the piano.
Oh, Schroeder. My bad.
Right?
I'm not as versed in the Peanuts as they are.
You know, my favorite part about that video is they actually have a dog on it who's just kind of sitting there, who's supposed to be Snoopy, I guess.
Yeah, but we got that. We got some great pictures. We also ran a Halloween contest around Halloween, and just the costume photos and videos that are still up on that page now are just hilarious. You know, it just highlights some really great corporate cultures in the industry, and just you know, companies that are doing some really fun and innovative things to keep their employees motivated.
Well, that's great. Well, be sure to check it out. And I'd encourage, you know, now is, like we said, the perfect time of year to kind of just get people revved up by doing some creative and, you know, wacky things. They work. All right. Thanks, Andy. Nicole, we know that women represent more than half of the buying power.
51%.
Yes. See, that's more than half in this country. And you've got some ideas today on how to market to women successfully.
Yeah. I mean, there are a few good ways to do that. I mean, one key way is to stop thinking pink. I mean, you see the breast cancer awareness, you see the bracelets, you know, the I Love Boobies, and people are kind of shocked and appalled. However, you know, the traditional kind of glamour pink, that's kind of going out the window. Women want some different stuff. So I have some tips on how you can market to women and some cool campaign ideas. I mean, to start off, you should always have a woman on your sales and marketing team. It sounds basic, but you really should, to kind of get their feedback. You should also be continually serving your female clients to ask them how your messages are being received. Kind of funny, but have you heard of the focus group of one? You know, the guy goes home and says, oh, what do you think of this, to his wife or his sister? And then it's like he goes with what she says. You should never do that. You should always, always, always have focus groups made up of a variety of women, various ages, backgrounds, and, you know, regularly show them what you're presenting and ask them for their feedback. That's the first thing. Another key difference, men, you know, if you think about men and car commercials, a lot of times it's like the high-speed car, you know, going through the mountains, whatever, and men are into that. What's a little bit different with women, what studies have found, is that women are a little, they want it to be simpler. They want to know how it works. They want to know how it's helped someone succeed. So any way that you can get up close and personal with this product, this is how it's worked. Here's how it's helped someone. Here's how it's helped someone grow their business. That's going to be a better take. And one other thing, women are into conversation, right? So social networking is a really good way to have that conversation. It's a way to send your message viral. It's a way to keep interacting with women. But if you want to take it one step further, you might want to have an open house at your distributorship and invite people to come and see your products and give them hors d'oeuvres and wine and really make that one-on-one connection. We heard about one person who invited 150 people to come, about 60 showed, but it was a great relationship building exercise. So thinking about having that conversation with women and just thinking that women like to be marketed to differently, plus women of different ages like different things, looking for different things.
Okay, those are some great tips. Those are in this January issue of Stitches magazine.
Yes.
And we're also going to put the article online at asicentral.com/radio so people can get 9 great tips to marketing to women. We've got another caller on the phone right now. We have Eric Withour from Sportco, who recently acquired Rhody Royce on line 2. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone.
Andy, I know you've got some questions ready for Eric this morning.
Yeah, Eric, congratulations on the deal. Now it's obviously a big deal that you guys recently closed with Rhody Royce. What can you tell distributors about how this will impact their apparel purchases and their interest in the Rhody Royce line?
Well, as everybody knows, Gabrielle has been in the industry for a long time, and she really knows how to fit product well onto women. Whether you're small or larger size. So it opens up the women's apparel market even more for her to have that type of product, but also for Sportco to be able to embellish or decorate the product because we do that very well here at Sportco. We've been doing it for a long time. So finished product right to their facility to be able to buy and decorate and ship it right to them fully embellished.
As far as the overall Sportco line of products is concerned, how does this the acquisition of the Rhody Royce line impact your offerings to the marketplace?
Well, she also has a line called Gabby Sport, which is more of an activewear line that nothing's really been done with. She's always she's had like a piece out there. So with our Sportco Authentic line of product and our fleece products, we have a ladies specific only fleece and a few other pieces that we're going to be launching late spring, early summer, along with their other line of product, to be able to sell it blank to the distributors and to also embellish it as well.
So this obviously starts you guys off with some new things for 2011. What do you think is the outlook for the apparel sector in 2011?
Well, I think it's we've seen it in our business last year, we were up in our industry or in our business, and this really helps our line of apparel because it really shows and demonstrates our commitment to the promotional products industry. It's been a great reaction to the industry so far. We'll be at booth 2111 at the ASI show coming up next week, and we're really excited about it.
Cool. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you guys in Orlando.
Thanks again for calling, Eric, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
All right. All righty. Well, now is the time of the show where some of our editors tell their favorite products of the week. And, Andy, do you have a favorite product out in Tuckahoe today?
Of course I do. You know, I needed an ice scraper this morning, but I had one. Unfortunately, it wasn't logoed. But my one for this week, as I often do, is a multifunction item. It is a pizza cutter and bottle opener. So really, what goes better than pizza and beer?
Nothing.
Nothing. You know. So now, when you have your pizza and beer, you can open the bottle and cut the pizza all with one item.
Well, and you don't even have to leave your chair.
Exactly.
Are you going to be using that when you watch the Jets game this weekend?
Oh well, thank you for bringing up the Jets. Because they're just the light of my life at this point.
Glad to hear it.
I'm sure Jason's happy to hear that.
Joe Haley, what is your favorite thing of the week?
Okay. Mine's a leather portfolio, and you'll see that on the front we have a zippered compartment. And inside it comes with a pad. There's several zipper compartments in here for files. There's room for business cards. What I like about this, it comes with a pad insert, and it shows you how to use the pad, how to insert it for a right-handed user, or if it's a left-handed user, you can insert it this way so no one has to write on top of the other side. I think this is a great idea for new hires. Someone comes to a company for a new hire, you can put their business cards in here, you can put company information on here on that first day of work, they're going to come and get this. It's also great for some higher-end executives. It's a little pricey, but it's a very nice item, and it can be embossed with a logo, and I think that whoever received it would really like it. And that is from Scully Leather, and the ASI number is 86020.
Thank you, Joe. You're and welcome. Nicole, you've got a favorite product of the week?
I do, actually. I was packing my suitcase for Orlando, and my laptop goes, and I hate those bulky laptop bags. So Joe's looking at me like, what? I pack early. But I have a laptop bag from Built New York. It's made out of neoprene. It's really flexible, and it's got a very cool skyline design on it. You put the laptop in, and there's a padding inside, but it reduces the size by like a third. So that fits
those
right.
Are awesome.
They fit right in my suitcase. I can walk around the show floor holding it, and everything fits inside neatly, and it's fashion forward.
That's great. Well, we're going to talk about some hot new products again in just a moment. First, we have a caller on line 4. That's Regina. Good morning, Regina.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling. Did you have a question today?
Yes. I recently had the opportunity to do a few speaking engagements in front of networking groups regarding how to use promotional products correctly, why they should be using them now, and just getting starting with it, I'm wondering if you have any resources for me as far as where I can find good topics or topics I should avoid, topics I should focus on, how to have an effective presentation, really.
So your presentation has to be on promotional products and how to use them? How to incorporate
pretty much, or how to promote yourself and market yourself in these times. You know, everyone's so focused on the economy, but I want to be positive about it.
What I would do is look into the products that we offer here at ASI. Counselor Magazine, Advantages Magazine, Successful Promotions Magazine, they're all online. You can find a lot of great information on there, how people are using promotional products. You can find case studies and work that into your presentation.
And you should also watch the Joe Show. Joe's a little modest here, but he shows every week, once a week now, twice a week?
Twice
a week. He shows all kinds of promotional products. He talks about how to use them, demonstrates who should use them. And it's a really good way to learn how to present products that way.
Now, what I would also do is incorporate some type of promotional products into your presentation. You might want to consider getting either a USB stick loaded up with information, or you can get something that is a web key that when the user plugs it into a USB port in their computer, it's going to launch a special page, and it could be your page, and on there you can have case histories, selling tips, how to use promotional products, why to use promotional products. So whenever those people in the audience need your help, they just plug that key in to get further information, and they give you a call.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a great resource.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Regina, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. Have a great
wonderful.
Day.
Thank you.
Sure. Before we go, as we mentioned, ASI Orlando is going to be what, in town?
In town.
It's
not going to be in town.
ASI Orlando is so happening that Nicole Rollander is actually already packed, which is very exciting.
I'm starting to pack. No.
It's going to be January 23rd to 25th, as we mentioned. But, Joe, you've already got a sneak peek of some of the hot products that are going to be featured there, some things that are brand new that a lot of people haven't even seen. What are some things that people will discover?
What I like is that there's a lot of technology being incorporated into traditional products. Two of them, especially, there's two hoodies. One of them is called a hoodie buddy, and the drawstrings that you tie the hood down with are actually earbuds. So the earbuds are incorporated into the hoodie. There's a pocket, special pocket for an MP3 player and iPod, and you can plug it in and listen. You don't have to worry about bringing your earbuds. There's another hoodie where your iPod or MP3 player is going to plug into the hood, and you can operate it by your sleeve. So if you want to change a song, skip a song, if you want to turn the volume up, turn it down, turn the unit off, it's all done on your sleeve. So it's a great product, two of them, both of them, I think, for targeting the younger sect, as Rob Watson was talking about. Another technically advanced product, we'll call it, is a solar-powered briefcase. And what this allows the user to do is, if they forget a charger for a cell phone, for an iPod, for other small electronics, a PDA, a BlackBerry, this unit comes with a variety of different connectors, and all they have to do is leave the unit in the sun, and it'll charge a battery that will then charge the unit that has been...
So when you're lounging by the pool in Orlando next week, you can use that.
I can. I can charge my very small electronics. So I think it's a neat idea in that, you know, it gives people options. You don't have to pack. your charger if you don't want to. If you think your phone, my phone will usually keep it charged for about 4 days with a lot of use. So, you know,
That's crazy. It's
still like on the end. It's like, you know, I'm going to need it because it might die at the very end.
That's a good idea.
Always. So
I like that one.
I wouldn't have to bring a charger because I have to bring a briefcase anyway. I can bring this briefcase and I have the option to charge it. Then there's a new product, and it's very simple in its concept, but I think it's very practical. It's more or less a tray table or a desk that attaches to a luggage pull handle, and all you do is extend the handle of the luggage, and this tray, it fits in the pocket of a briefcase or a laptop bag. Easily pulls out, sets up in less than 10, 15 seconds. It's so easy to set this up, but it gives a sturdy workstation. Because a lot of people, you see them in airports, they're waiting for their flights, and they have their laptop on their lap, or they're trying to rest it on their luggage. This gives you a little table. It's also sturdy enough that if you don't have the laptop and you need to write out notes or something, you still have a workstation there. So I think that's kind of simple, but it's going to have a good use for people who travel a lot.
Yeah. That's a cool one. Now, I know I took a sneak peek at your list, and I know that there are two products on there for dogs. What are they?
Well, one of them is an umbrella that the dog walker uses to keep the dog, a smaller dog, like a big German Shepherd. It's not going to fit under there, but it keeps the dog dry when it's raining.
It's called a dog-arella?
Something like that.
Dog-brella?
Dog-brella. So that's... That's going to keep a pooch, you know, dry when you're out there walking. And there's great market for that, dog walkers, dog groomers, because you groom the dog, the owner takes the dog out in the wet when they have to, when it's raining, because the dog has to use the facilities, which are outside. So, you know, you want that beautifully coiffed dog to stay beautifully coiffed, if we will. And the other one is – thank you. The other one is the the dog tweeter, and what it does, it's the dog gets a tag that goes on its collar, and it changes its barks into tweets. So the dog's outside.
It translates what the dog's saying into a tweet.
If he's outside chasing a squirrel, anyone who follows that dog on Twitter is going to know when that dog is out there chasing squirrels and barking at the mailman.
I'm definitely going to get one for both Ruckus and Daisy.
Oh,
right
God,
away.
They'll be tweeting all the time.
All right, guys, we are out of time. Thanks to today's show sponsor, I Promote You, and thanks to our listeners for listening today. Please check us out next week when several of us will be calling in live from Orlando for Up to the Minute Orlando News. Have a great week.